K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here, Kansas City, Missouri, a little bit during the lunch hour here on this Sunday, up to there, March 16th, 2025, Eddie Greer, host of this podcast. Your first time listening to this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, number one, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button, and plus, go ahead to the alarm bell every time we post content. Content daily. Y'all be first to know about it. And the second thing, tell if you're a K-State fan, which you should be. If not, or a Big 12 fan, if you're not a K-State fan, and I don't know what to tell you, but if you are going to school or whatnot, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. We continue to appreciate all you guys' support during the last several years. This podcast is incredible that you guys continue to support this podcast just by listening. Continue to spread the word about this other K-State podcast out here in the KC metro area. K-State Women's Tennis falling in the streak. Winning streak came to an end on Friday at home. I don't know what it is with this women's team playing matches at home. You're all on your own. You know the court. Well, shouldn't conclude that in there, but you know everything else here. I don't know. Jekyll and Hyde, whatever you want to call it, is their second conference game. Two conference games, matches at home. They lost them both. And Oklahoma State, the latest casualty there, in a 4-1 loss to Oklahoma State. K-State now falls back to 500, 6-6, and now falls to 3-2 in Big 12 play there as well. K-State, you know, again, I keep addressing this from head coach Jordan Smith, other women's tennis team, were not pleased with his team or not winning doubles. That continued to happen. And look, despite the leaving the last match, they lost to the doubles and somehow rallied back to win pretty much all the singles matches. That's what made it up right there. As I'm actually recording this before first pitch of the Big 12 series finale opener between K-State and Utah. K-State looking for the brooms in this matchup here. So we'll keep an eye on that there as well. So I don't know what it is about back to women's tennis. I don't know what it is, especially in Manhattan, Kansas, where the kids just can't get it going. They lost to UCF, same score, 4-1, which they got destroyed in doubles matches. And same thing here as well. So Oklahoma State goes to 10-6, 4-1. In the conference there as well. Marla Goosey, our girl for the podcast, Marla Goosey and Charlotte Kettle, they're both up in their singles matches, apparently 6-5. Wait, hang on a second. Make sure I'm not making a mistake here. Yeah, so Charlotte Kettle was in the number one spot, looks like, for this. And again, unfinished matches. I don't understand it. I keep saying it every time we talk about women's tennis on here as well. I don't have anything on Jordan Smith, so we're not going to get inside on him. No, this was a doubles match. As I'm looking on the results here. Yeah, Marla Goosey, the duo of Marla Goosey and Kettle, they're winning. Couldn't do it. And, of course, number two, number three spots lost. So that, Garrett Gonke and Russ Mova and Kuhova and Santos, they continue to struggle in these doubles matches. And particularly Kuhova and Santos, got to call it out, I'm sorry. But they've lost four in a row, doubles matches there as well. Marla Goosey was in the third set before that was unfinished. They in the singles matchup there. The only K-Stater here to win in the singles was Maria Santos over 49th ranked Gracie Epps in straight sets, an exact same score, 6-2. Everyone else lost, so it's really, or the match got unfinished there. So yeah, 2-2 to put together there. Doubles competition, doubles lean more. And Jordan Smith probably wasn't happy, didn't want to speak, which is fine. I don't know when I'm laughing, but you know, he said it from the beginning of conference play. We gotta take care of doubles. And the trend is not, you got either that or you got to make some changes. I just got caught like what it is. Like we do for everything else. Football, men's basketball, we know what it is. Women's basketball, we know what it is. Women's tennis, you got to make some changes in the doubles. You want, if the most important points in these matches come from doubles, you got to make some change. You got to switch it up a little bit and try to find some momentum in something. Do something. Like, even in NASCAR, when a crew chief driver combination ain't working for a season or whatnot, or going to have season, and you're expected to run in the top 10, or you expected to win a race, you ain't doing that. You're not performing. You got to make changes. And that's what Jordan Smith is going to have to do, because this is like the fourth straight time that I've called out, or just read, I should say, Kohova Santos losing, and then Karaganki Rasmova also losing as well. So the only combination winning now, again, I got to go back, probably got to go back in another, let me go back to the previous game for women's tennis. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here. Oklahoma State 4, K-State 1 on the tennis side for the women. Eddie Greer here. Let me back up real quick to make sure here, because I want to double check something, because I'm pretty sure I called it out on the postcast previously. Okay, there we go. Let me see. Yeah, let's go back to West Virginia for a minute and just focus on the doubles real quick. Let me see here for a minute. No, the Kohova and the Santos did win against West Virginia. The doubles, their doubles, the pairing between those two, beating Dochich and Byers 6-4. I know we're winding back a little bit there. No, it was Marlo Gossi and Charlotte Kettle lost their doubles match. So, and yeah, Karaganki and Rasmova, they lost, I believe, three straight doubles matches now. So you got to switch it up a little bit. If I'm Coach Smith, you got to try something out if that's what it is, because you're losing in that game. So that's all I got to say on that one. So yeah, I just wanted to go back real quick and double check what they did, what happened against West Virginia. That was their last match. And of course, the current match on Friday, they got dominated there as well. So I don't know. Let me see here. So this upcoming Friday for the Cats, Women's Tennessee got to turn the page now. And it does not get any easier. And somehow or another, you got to be motivated to play better at home. So, I don't know. Hey, I'm a little surprised that they're playing better away from the friendly confines of Mike Goff's Tennis Center than they are at home. Home, I'll tell you that. And Arizona comes in 31st ranked in the women's tennis rankings. Oof, we'll see what happens there. And you got a pair of top 30 teams coming on your schedule. Arizona comes to Manhattan, and then next Sunday, you got to go, let me see, Arizona State, I think Arizona State comes to Manhattan there as well, so not easy. Arizona teams coming to Manhattan, it looks like, next week, and begins with Arizona next Friday. So hopefully, you know, head coach George Smith, got to look at it and say, look, either that or motivate the pairings to be better, because they at least will win one of those matches, and they did not this time, one of those doubles matches, they didn't this round, so we'll see what happens there. Again, K-State women's tennis losing to Oklahoma State on Friday in Manhattan, and they have a week to get ready for Arizona, 31st ranked in the women's tennis rankings. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get where a podcast found free to bubble daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content again, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, we're on there, baby. You make sure you add us. And feel free, I should say, switch those words around real quick. Feel free, or I would advise you to go ahead and add the Pearl Project Podcast to the latest of your K-State family, a podcast that cannot come out right, but we're going to roll with it anyways. And of course, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, fresh content right now, only on Podbean, myself and Alex Aiden. That's going to wrap things up on this women's tennis episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports is Oklahoma State 4, K-State 1 on the women's tennis side of the coin. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Almost said Manhattan, Kansas. Okay, I had to stop for a minute. Came from KC Mo. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast is in the books. Go Cats.